In a world where most companies chase quarterly profits and stock prices, Toyota stands as a remarkable exception. For over seven decades, this automotive giant has remained profitable through recessions, natural disasters, and industry upheavals that devastated competitors. The secret? A revolutionary management system that transformed not just car manufacturing, but influenced organizations worldwide. When economic crisis struck in 2008, while American automakers laid off thousands, Toyota kept its workforce intact. When COVID-19 slashed profits by 80%, CEO Akio Toyoda didn't waver from the company's priorities. First, safety, second, quality, third, volume, and fourth, profit-making. This isn't just corporate rhetoric. It's a philosophy that has made Toyota vehicles legendary for their reliability and turned the company into a global powerhouse. Toyota maintains a $57.5 billion cash reserve despite Wall Street criticism, prioritizing long-term stability over immediate returns. The company views itself as a living system rather than just a profit generator, which guides all decisions. During the Great Recession, Toyota retained all regular employees at its truck plants despite a 40% sales drop, redirecting workers to training and improvement activities instead of implementing layoffs. This wasn't mere altruism, it was strategy. Maintaining experienced workforces through downturns enables Toyota to emerge stronger during recovery periods. The company's success stems from developing people who think scientifically and act purposefully. Unlike competitors who hire external CEOs during crises, Toyota cultivates leaders from within. Even Akio Toyoda, the founder's grandson, started at the bottom. This people-first philosophy extends to technology adoption. Toyota implements new technology based on demonstrated needs rather than novelty. Former VP Jane Beseda noted, "You can Kaizen people processes easily, but it's hard to Kaizen a machine." The company requires team members to master manual processes before automation, ensuring thorough understanding of the work. Toyota revolutionized manufacturing by replacing large batch production with one-piece flow, moving materials continuously through production with minimal buffers between processes. This approach is inherently risky since any problem stops the entire line. As Toyota executive Teruyuki Minora notes, if some problem occurs in one-piece flow manufacturing, then the whole production line stops. But when production stops, everyone is forced to solve the problem immediately. The impact is significant. While batch systems with four processes at 90% efficiency maintain 90% output through inventory buffers, one-piece flow initially drops to 65.6%. Yet Toyota achieves 97% on-time production across hundreds of sequential processes without buffers. This success comes from expecting problems and systematically solving them as they arise. Benefits include built-in quality control, increased flexibility, higher productivity, better space utilization, improved safety, and enhanced problem-solving creativity. Toyota also pioneered pull systems, where downstream processes signal upstream ones when parts are needed, replacing traditional forecast-based push manufacturing. Inspired by American supermarkets, Taichi Ono developed the Kanban system, controlled inventory buffers with signals triggering exact replenishment. Despite modern technology, Toyota maintains physical Kanban cards as visual backup. The company's guiding principle is flow where you can, pull where you must. When one-piece flow isn't practical due to distance or timing variations, Kanban systems serve as the alternative. Contrary to intuition, rushing to fulfill customer orders can reduce business efficiency. Toyota found that leveling production schedules, Heijunka, outperforms strict build-to-order systems by maintaining consistent pace, sometimes building ahead, sometimes delaying production. Toyota's approach integrates 3Ms, Muda, waste elimination, Mura, smoothing unevenness, and Mori, preventing overburdening. This holistic system recognizes their interconnected nature, as addressing one while neglecting others creates new inefficiencies. even in building custom homes, Toyota Housing Corporation applies these principles. They manage extreme product variation by precisely timing tasks for each room type and distributing high task time spaces like kitchens throughout the schedule to prevent bottlenecks. This commitment to Heijunka, even amid intense customization demands, reflects Toyota's belief that impossible merely requires deeper thinking and experimentation. Their success has influenced diverse industries, proving that workflow leveling enhances both efficiency and quality in variable environments. Most view standardization as creativity's enemy, but Toyota proves the opposite by making it the cornerstone of innovation. Unlike Taylor's top-down management, Toyota empowers workers to develop and improve standards themselves. As Masaaki Imai noted, improvement requires standardization first. Without stable processes, changes are merely variations. Like mastering a golf swing before refining it, processes must be consistent before they can be enhanced. Starbucks applied these principles across 30,000 stores serving 87,000 drink combinations. Working with ex-Toyota managers, they developed parallel beverage preparation and an 8-minute coffee brewing cycle. Their playbook system enabled managers to adapt standardized processes to different situations. Paul Adler described Toyota's approach as an enabling bureaucracy, where standardization supports innovation by treating workers as problem solvers, not just laborers. This balance of structure and autonomy, standardization providing the framework, worker involvement enabling creativity, creates the foundation for continuous improvement. The Prius story exemplifies Toyota's approach to breakthrough innovation through both bold leaps and methodical steps. When Chairman Eiji Toyota challenged the company to rethink its approach for the 21st century, the unlikely choice of Takeshi Uchiyamada, a test engineer with no vehicle development experience, proved transformative. Unable to know everything like traditional chief engineers, Uchiyamada pioneered the Obeya system, gathering cross-functional experts to collaborate full-time. When new president Hiroshi Okuda demanded the production version be ready a year earlier than planned, the team delivered the Prius 2 months ahead of even this accelerated schedule. The contrasting approaches of Toyota and Tesla reveal two valid but different strategic paths. Tesla disrupted the automotive industry with an all-or-nothing approach to electric vehicles. Despite chaotic execution and near bankruptcies, Tesla created products customers passionately desire. Toyota's more complex strategy reflects its position as an established global manufacturer, pursuing a balanced portfolio approach with hybrid, plug-in hybrid, battery electric, and hydrogen fuel cell technologies. The most fundamental challenge for companies learning from Toyota is creating an aligned organization where individuals share the company's DNA and continuously learn together. Culture exists like an iceberg. Visible artifacts appear on the surface, but the real culture lies beneath in shared thinking patterns and behaviors. The Toyota way isn't just about manufacturing cars, it's about developing people who think deeply, solve problems systematically, and continuously improve everything they touch. In a world obsessed with quick fixes and silver bullets, Toyota reminds us that true excellence comes from patient investment in people and processes. The question isn't whether we can afford to take the long view, it's whether we can afford not to. What would your organization look like if you embraced these principles? How might your own work transform if you approached it with the same blend of scientific thinking and respect for people that has made Toyota a global benchmark for excellence?